This is Earth and Sky. When we visited the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., we got this question.
My name's Caitlin Rush, and I'm from State College, Pennsylvania. And I asked, when you are traveling at the speed of sound or faster, can you hear anything?
Caitlin, the answer is yes. Imagine you're seated in a parked car. You switch on the radio. The car's speakers begin to vibrate. The speaker cone presses against air molecules near the speaker, which push against neighboring air molecules. Much like firefighters passing a bucket, this wave of pressure eventually reaches your ears. Your brain interprets this wave of pressure as sound.
Now imagine you attach a pointy nose to your car and add enough horsepower to break the sound barrier. As you cruise at more than 340 meters per second, that's more than 0.2 miles per second, or faster than the speed of sound, you reach over and switch on the radio. Your car and you and all the air molecules around you are traveling that fast, so the sound wave pushes away from the vibrating speakers in exactly the same way it did in the parked car, and you can hear the sound.
And that's good news for pilots and passengers of supersonic aircraft. Thanks for your question, Caitlin. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.